start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Well, hello there, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Safety FM. I want to start off by thanking you. And I want to say thank you for downloading the Safety FM app from the Google Play Store and from iOS. I have had several people reach out in regards of doing the email contest, and that's about you actually installing the Safety FM app, taking a picture and sending in an email showing that it's fully installed. I will tell you, as we speak right now, I've had people as far as Nova Scotia, as far as New Zealand, so it's been pretty interesting to seeing the amount of emails coming in. Keep in mind that we're going to draw Todd Conklin's new book, and five people at random will have the opportunity of winning it. And the title of Dr. Conklin's new book is The Five Principles of Human Performance, a contemporary update of the building blocks of human performance for the new view of safety. Anyways, thank you for continuing to download the app, like I said, and I really have appreciated the amount of people that have done so. And we will be actually be doing, let me see, I think it's on the 26th, if I remember correctly, will be the day officially of the drawing. Besides that, not much going on this end, just standard traveling, getting to interact with a lot of people out there, so it's been pretty exciting times as of late. Working on some interesting projects, and we'll probably talk about that later down the road when I have, I guess, permission to talk about it. Yeah, you got that, permission to talk about it. Anyways, let's tell you what's going on today, because today's a pretty interesting one. And I had the opportunity to meet up with Doug Storr, and I met with him and his wife. Let me tell you a background about his story. Leaving the corporate world back in 2016, him and his wife founded Night Tech Gear, an innovative safety product company for work and play. Night Tech Gear developed the patented shoe light technology used in the Night Runner, Night Trek, and Night Shift shoe light brands. They have been featured on Shark Tank, Good Morning America, The Today Show, Forbes, and nearly 100 other global media outlets. Since their launch, they have sold the product in more than 50 countries around the world. Their complete line of products meets today's 24/7 demand of working, fitness, and chasing adventure. So as I have the conversation today with Doug, we're going to cover a little bit about his background, but we're also going to cover a lot about Night Shift, and it's a shoe light. And I know that you're going to sit here and go, oh, this is an infomercial, this is something else. No, it actually is not, and they're not even a sponsor, so I want to make that very clear. But I have been so impressed with how bright this thing is, and we'll go over that in the interview. So take a listen here today on Safety FM, episode 53.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So I normally ask most people starting off just the original question, how did you start getting involved with safety?
Well, you know, after a 30-year career in construction, I was involved with safety, you know, day in, day out, and understood the importance of it. The ironic thing is when I actually became an entrepreneur and started the development of this new product, I didn't realize I would come full circle back to developing safety products for the industry that I left.
It's always funny how sometimes things circle back to that whole safety environment. So I think it's funny when I hear different people reference that. So when you first started doing the whole, I guess, safety gamut, how did you start off? What was the first thing that you were doing inside of the construction world?
Well, we actually, as I mentioned, we had come out with a pair of shoe lights for runners and walkers. And after our appearance on Shark Tank, we told, you know, we talked a lot about our plans for a workplace model. And that's where we heard from industries all over the world that they needed them for different applications. And, you know, our frame of reference was from the construction industry, but we certainly learned very quickly the applicability of this product to many other industries and vocations.
As you started down the path going forward, so you referenced the construction piece, you referenced the thing about Shark Tank, but how did it actually start off? How did you know that, I guess, number one, that this was going to circle back into which the new business that you're starting now? And then what things from safety did you start applying to them?
Well, I had always been involved with safety throughout my construction career, just knowing the importance of it. And as we developed our shoe light for the runners, I intuitively knew that there were some applications that for the construction industry, and it was an easy fit once we started to talk to people from other industries.
So when you started doing that tie-in there, how did you realize that it would be so important, I guess, to the different aspects of different companies wanting to do something with the shoe light? I know that you referenced that there was different companies that reached out to you, but how long before you started receiving the information back of saying, besides that you're doing this for a runner's aspect, we're really needing this inside of the, I guess, quote unquote, safety industry?
Yeah, it was really very immediately after the airing on Shark Tank that we started hearing from the mining industry, from the parcel delivery industry, from the railroad industry. And, you know, your frame of reference really is your experience in life and your work experience. But, you know, I have to admit, I didn't know much about transit and railways. I certainly do now, and I understand the applications for these lights. And so we have enjoyed learning about the safety needs of various industries and regulations, actually, that control them. How our lights have helped, you know, so many workers.
So I guess let's backtrack then a little bit. So how did you decide to come up with the development of this light? Just in case for the people that might have not seen the Shark Tank episode, how did you come about of saying this is something that we need starting off for runners, and then we essentially get it into the safety world?
Sure. Well, we going all the way back to the running application. It was quite by accident that I tripped and while I was running, training for my fifth marathon, and we developed the product. And then we realized after we got the product to market that there may be other applications for it. And that's when we started talking to people from other industries, certainly from people in my background in construction, but outside of that, and realized that with a few modifications, this would be ideal for the workplace.
So, I mean, as I look at your background, of course, being vice mayor in Winter Park, working with being a national director for commercial sales for HD Supply, of course, doing the different things with the construction company. When did you decide that, okay, I'm going to stop doing the work that I do on a day in, day out basis, and I'm going to focused 100% on night tech gear, and this is going to be the path that I'm going to move forward with.
Well, I'll probably all of those things prepared me for what we're doing now and taking this journey with night tech gear. As I mentioned, knowing about safety through my construction experience, knowing about governmental regulations through my public experience, it just really came full circle to bring those things all together. And I would say the idea of these products and the drive for the need for these products really carried me through and on this journey, as opposed to setting out on the path to do this. So it was it's been quite fulfilling, and I've been able to satisfy a lot of what I've started in the past with my various careers and also with my public service.
So at no point then you really had the, I guess, vision of being an entrepreneur in regards of doing this. This is kind of, we'll say, quote unquote, something that fell on your lap. I know people always love to use that whole example of, oh, you're an overnight sensation, but you've been doing this for X amount of time. Is that around how you would see it, or how would you describe it?
No, ironically, I never set out to be an entrepreneur. And the funny part of that was both my wife and I's families were entrepreneurs, several businesses they started. But I always worked in an industry where in a corporate kind of a capacity, and really was the vision for this product that overtook us and guided us down this path. And we realized to do this, we were going to have to devote ourselves to it fully and leave our careers. That was not without, risk and kind of placing your bets on your beliefs. But we don't regret it a bit.
So when you're starting the initial gamble of doing this by yourself in regards of, okay, we're going to run with the product, we're going to start promoting it, we're going to leave our careers, are you like fully vested into the product, or are you looking for people to assist you in regards of the development and, I guess, really getting the money to you also at the same time in regards of doing it, or you're doing this all on your own resources?
Well, we started out really with just a little bit of help from friends and family investment, we stuck our toe in the water with keeping our jobs and developing the product. But it was really after Shark Tank and after the monetary success after the show that gave us the revenues to jump into it full time and kind of make the commitment and build the kind of company that we needed to sustain.
So before you make it on to actually Shark Tank, how many years had you already been in the process of actually just doing the business of night tech gear before you're actually standing there in front of the sharks?
So we had the aha moment came in 2013, and it took us 2 years in product development, engineering, prototyping, raising money. In 2015, we came to market with the first product. And then the following year, we were on Shark Tank. So we were really only on the market for 8 months before we made the appearance on Shark Tank.
Well, I have to tell you, for my show, I normally don't push products, but I have to say, I know that we have, over the last few weeks, we actually met up for breakfast, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and you showed me a pair of these Night Shifts shoe lights, and I've been playing with them ever since, and no sponsorship here, I really want to say this straight, it's one of these things that I've been so amazed on how bright they are. I did not think they were going to be as bright as you were saying, and I remember when I first was going to turn them on, you said, don't look at them. And I've just been so impressed, and there's the different settings. How many lumens is it exactly?
So the night shift is 400 lumens, and it's differentiated from our first product by the fact that it's much brighter, has three different settings, high, medium, and low, and actually four with flashing. But the real differentiator is that it can last a whole work shift, so it's over 8 hours of battery life. So that was really what took it into the realm of reliability and, you know, being able to keep workers safe through an entire shift.
So how of a sudden do you decide that this is going to be, I won't say a better product, but a different product from the original, I guess, the running for the, the running shoe starting off, that you say, okay, it needs to be brighter, it needs to last longer?
Yeah, so we first, when we started this, we were very surprised that no one had done this before. And we got that comment quite a lot, is like, I can't believe that someone didn't already think of this. And there were some challenges to developing this. How do you put a light on a moving shoe and have it be useful for, you know, forward visibility? And so it was really, as we developed this, it was a matter of lighter, brighter, longer. So we knew that we could be brighter if we had a bigger battery, but that was be heavier. So we had to balance all of those three criteria and design specifications as we made these products. With the workplace model Night Shift, they can be a little bit bigger because you're dealing in a more rugged environment. You're dealing with steel toe boots for the most part. So they could take a few extra ounces, but that's what allows them to be so much brighter, is the larger battery, which provides the 400 lumens.
Well, the funny part is, I'll tell you, when I was testing these out, I went into an organization, I slapped this thing onto a pair of sneakers, and they were very minimal weight. And I can tell you that for the most part, I couldn't even tell that they were there. So in regards to the design, I'm just impressed on how the design has worked out in regards of how it sets. I do have a size 14 foot, so I don't know if that factors into it, but I couldn't even tell that it was there.
Well, that that makes me feel so good, because that was the product of a lot of hard work to get it right. And the position of where it clips onto your shoelaces is closer to the ankle, so that it doesn't have that cantilever effect of a weight on the end of your foot, which you may be able to feel. But by and large, when you look at other types of safety gear, our whole goal was for this to be unobtrusive to the worker. It didn't get in the way of the work. So it's not something they had to carry, strap on themselves, or strap on their heads. It just allows for the light to be down there, illuminate the work area, and you can be seen from 360 degrees around. And you really forget it's there. It's almost like having headlights on your shoes and everything lit in front of you while you do your work.
So which, I guess, in particular, I won't say career path, but what in regards of what safety aspects have you been amazed that have actually started using this product?
Well, we have learned so much about the oil and gas industry and how lights have to interact around hazardous chemicals. We have learned about, federal regulations with railroads and transit, about having warnings for oncoming trains if workers are on tracks. We've learned so much about what the particular needs and regulations are in each industry. I tell you, one that was kind of a surprise to us was agriculture. We found that a lot of large corporations that do plantings and maintenance and crops at night and harvesting use these to get the work done while it is cooler in the evenings.
Well, and that's the interesting part. I know that we had a brief discussion. I won't call anybody out by name, but I know that we currently live in the theme parkathon of the world, but it's been it was impressive just hearing the story that you told me with that particular organization that you were interacting with on how they're using it and how they approached you about it.
Yeah, we were as well. And because until you understand exactly how an organization operates and what their safety needs are, you don't know what the applications would be. One of the world's largest theme parks came to us, and the first customer we had was from their horticulture division. So they do all of their plantings at night. Now we're working with their custodial crews that do the cleanup at night, and also their pest management, which I guess there's also critters that try to take over the parks in the evening. So these shoe lights help the workers do their jobs and taking care of those and getting the critters in the right place.
So if you were going to actually try to explain this to somebody or exactly how the product works, would you recommend them going to your website and taking a look where they can see it? Or is this something where you really feel that they need to see it in person to really see how bright these things are?
Well, I think a great place to start is at our website, nighttechgear.com. And oftentimes, you know, people approach us very skeptically, and like you did when you heard about it and said there's no way that these can be as bright as they say or work like they say. And so, but people can look at the features, and oftentimes we get the phone calls or we get a note, and we start the dialogue, and we love to go out and do demonstrations. The best way to exhibit how well these work is putting them on the boots and turning out the lights, and people are amazed at how well it works.
And I think it's funny that you actually say that, because I'll tell you, when you first contacted me, I was like, I'm sure this is going to be one of those very interesting products as seen on TV. That's what I thought, I will tell you. And then once I actually started messing with it, I was like, we need to have you on and we need to have this discussion. And it's just really impressive on how bright they are. I can't really just verbalize how bright they really are and how well they light everything up. I know that you talked about during our conversation some of the components that you were like to trying to tie it into different things inside of the industry. Is that something you feel comfortable talking about, or is that something kind of off topic for the time being?
Oh, no, I absolutely feel comfortable talking about it.
So I know that you were saying that you were trying to look at some aspects of tying in the app portion of the night shift into different technologies that are available in regards of doing flashing lights and things to that extent. Can you go into a little bit deeper explanation for the audience?
Absolutely. So we do have two versions of the night shift. One is with Bluetooth connection, and we have an application that will talk to the shoe lights, and you can set different settings. You can change the light intensity. You can turn them on and off, check the battery levels, but you also have the ability for these what we call performance flash alerts. Right now we've designed this for the runners and the hikers, to where you can track when a mile happens, you'll get a flash on your shoe lights. Or you can set it for time every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes, you get a flash on your shoe lights. So it's a way of keeping track of what you're doing without it getting in the way of what you're doing. So that's the applications for the consumer. What we're doing with that technology for the workplace is we're connecting that to workplace safety warning, so you can get safety flash alerts for predetermined conditions. If you have an application that will tell you when a worker is in overheated conditions or when there's dangerous gases, the smartphone will hit the shoe lights, and the shoe lights will give a flash warning. So there's other applications that our app can be modified or custom tailored to each industry. I mentioned the railroad industry. So there is a need for workers in transit tunnels, for subways, and for freight rail lines to get warnings for when trains are approaching. So this has the ability to send warnings from a smartphone or other device that would give flash warnings to those workers on the tracks, alerting them that they need to get clear of the tracks and get in a safe position.
So would this normally be done like in the accessibility mode of a telephone or a tablet? Is that how that flash would cause to occur?
Yeah, at this point where we are at is, this is the Bluetooth shoe lights are a peripheral of the smartphone. So you would need a smartphone in the equation. We are working on other technology and other ideas to where we have other ways to hook into the shoe lights as a warning system. So, but those are more to come later.
Do you have roughly a timeline, or we're speaking ahead?
Well, we're in development now, and there's not much more I can say about it other than we're kind of in the R&D mode of the next generation that would allow you to get these safety warnings not only on shoe lights but other ways without a smartphone. So there's a lot of instances where workers don't have smartphones with them and need to be alerted to dangerous conditions. So that's what our next generation product will address.
Okay. So if they want to get in contact with you directly, what would they need to do?
Well, I'd be happy to have them send me an email at doug@nighttechgear.com. That's two T's in there, Night Tech Gear. And be happy to talk directly to them. Our website is also nighttechgear.com, and we certainly could send an email to the general mailbox there. But we certainly love to hear from people from the safety industry. And I tell you, Jay, I learn every day talking to folks like you and talking to folks from other industries. So I'd be happy to hear from people.
And of course, you know, I'm going to have to ask the question because it's going to come up. What season and what episode of Shark Tank were you on?
Right. Well, it seems like yesterday, but it actually was season 8, episode 3. So we were on in October of 2016, but it's very easy to find with Google. Season 8, episode 3.
And then, of course, we won't let them know what shark you ended up with unless you want to do that. I mean, it's kind of like a spoiler, non-spoiler, depending if they've seen it or not. But we can leave it there if you would like.
No, I'd be happy to if you'd like me to go into that.
Oh, go right ahead.
No, so the Shark Tank experience was quite extraordinary, very intense. But we ended up with offers from 4 of the sharks, and ended up taking the offer from Robert Hershevik. But ironically, if you do get a chance to see the show, they actually spent most of the time talking about the night shift and the workplace version as opposed to our running version. We didn't even have it yet, but they were so intrigued by the safety aspect of that and the applicability and also the market cap of the problem we were solving. They saw more potential in that really than our consumer version. And that's really what led them to having 4 sharks chasing after it.
And not to go into name specific, but do you have any competitors out there that have any kind of light that goes into a shoe?
Well, so there are a lot of safety lights, and I'm the first to say the more the better. Because with safety gear, it has to be comfortable. And if workers are more comfortable with handheld lights or lights that go on the head, that's what they need to go with. And so those are really our competition is headlamps and handheld lights. No one else does any shoe lights. We have the patent on that. And but I'll tell you that they are we feel solve a lot more problems than our competitors. But they also are very compatible with other lighting devices. So we say the more the merrier.
Okay, well, Doug, I appreciate you coming on to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's really an honor, Jay, and appreciate being part of Safety FM and your show.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.